Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com, and that Angel Healing House is all one word. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master Teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. Like my Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some calls for that free angel advice. So do call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, I'd like to say once again, welcome to Angel Healing House. You know, whether you're listening on the computer or by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. And there's lots of possibilities there as shows, archive shows to listen to, because we've passed the 2-year mark of weekly shows, and now we're up above 120 shows. So there's so many different topics that we've spoken about, so many different channeled messages on those topics from the Posse of Angels and myself. So do go on there and see if there are any that you have missed. I'd like to say happy April 1st to everyone. And while April Fool's Day is traditionally a day to watch out for being tricked, I prefer to see today as the Fool card in Tarot, which often brings the message of embarking on a fresh new start and to step forward with all the faith and trust of a child, that we will be divinely led along the journey. And like a child, our greatest part and contribution to this journey is to let go to the divine and see how we are led. I also like to remind everyone of this beautiful channeled book that I wrote, and it's called Angels of Faith. The story helps us remember our real home in spirit. It reconnects us to our divine, eternal nature. And you know what? It helps us to not be so afraid of the dark. You know, if you'd like to purchase a copy of this inspirational book for your family, for your friends, or for yourself, please visit my Angel Healing House website at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, the story of Angels of Faith was lovingly channeled to me by the Posse of Angels in 2006. And they have lovingly led so many clients to me over the past 11 years that have added to the list of stories that I love to share with others. The stories from my client sessions include tales of triumph over struggle, stories of hope and redemption, stories of clients turning their lives completely around from despair to light through forgiveness and compassion. And that forgiveness and compassion was mostly for themselves. And then there were stories of finding a deep, profound love for themselves that was all but extinguished by being caught in a carousel of low self-worth and detrimental programming until they reconnected to their divine, eternal nature. In fact, a client gave me this testimonial on my storytelling. She wrote, "Candy, I must tell you that I listen to your Angel Healing House radio show every week because you're such a wonderful storyteller. It is through the stories that I often get inspired and motivated. I don't know how you do it, but when I feel like I can't go on, magically, your story on that particular program will give me hope and faith to keep going and be reassured that God and the angels always have my back. Thank you for your stories as they enrich my life. P.S. I especially like your stories as they all have happy endings. Your faithful listener, Kathleen in Ireland." If the story of your life is not reading as you would wish it to read, then you're truly ready to make positive changes in your life. You can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or an angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff. You can call me after the show on 831-277. Again, that number for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. Or you can always email me at Candy, which is C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, listeners, you could make today that day when you make your life reflective of the most extraordinary story that could ever be told. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel reading, 720. I know who you are, and you will be first up. And thank you so much, love, for calling in. If you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 to 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today is a topic which so many of us can relate to, which is mother-daughter relationships. You know, someone asked me once, how do I choose the topics for my program? and I told them that truly I don't pick the topics. The posse of angels pick the topics. And this topic of today, mother-daughter relationships, came as no exception. The way that this topic came to me was similar to how many of my other topics have arrived, and that is through my client sessions. This topic must be a particularly important topic to address at this time, because not only did the posse of angels send me one client with this concern, but I had six come to me over 6 days in a row and tell me almost the exact same story of how they either hated their own mother or they were having a great deal of difficulty with them. All of these women were in their late 40s and 50s, and they felt belittled, diminished, and as if they were not good enough because of their mother's disrespectful comments. Each client had revealed to me that their mothers criticized them for their choices on almost everything in their lives, including how they dressed, how they decorated their homes, their cooking and baking abilities, their driving, how they styled their hair, their choice of makeup, or how they treated their husbands or reared their children. They simply said to me it didn't matter what the topic was, but their mother criticized them. Many of these women said that even when they went out of their way to just please their mothers for some peace, whatever they did, somehow not good enough. In each case, even though the details of the client's stories were different, the posse of angels was able to clearly cut through the surface details and explain to the client the underlying reasons for their mother's comments. Each of these six women's sessions, in each of these six women's sessions, I asked them to describe to me their grandmother and how their own mother was raised. Each one was rather perplexed why I was asking them about their grandmother or their mother's mother. I wasn't surprised when each one of them described their grandmothers, and all of them spoke about their grandmothers having unhappy marriages to often physically and emotionally abusive men who were controlling. Now, some of them said that their grandmother's husbands were alcoholics, and quite a number of them cheated on their wives. They also told me how important it was for their mother to be seen to be doing everything the correct way in their marriage, so they were not an embarrassment. They also told me how important it was for their grandmother, for their mother to be seen to be doing everything the correct way in their marriage. It was important for these women to dress to please their husband, to cook and present the meals just right, always have the house neat, just in case someone dropped by and you wouldn't be embarrassed by it, by the mess, and to do the right things, the right things according to their husbands. With my clients' mothers living this controlling way of life, much of their creative and imaginative flair were slowly eroded in order to conform. And because their daughters, the mothers who were sitting in front of me, wished so much to be loved and to get praise and attention and recognition from their mothers, they slowly allowed their identity to be eroded, and eventually their identity was completely lost and they forgot who they were. You know, when one lives with having one's personality and choices constantly criticized, it does make the child within us very sad, and it stifles who we are. These critical messages that are sent to us tells us that we're not important, and that what we think and feel, well, it doesn't matter what you think or feel. Do what I say and do what I do. When we take to heart that we do not have importance, it takes away our hope, and it sees many women slip into depression and into despair. In each of these women's sessions, when I asked them how they pampered and how they nourished themselves. Each one of them told me that they did nothing nourishing and nurturing for themselves. In fact, one of the women who did nothing to nurture her own joy was so codependent that she told her husband, who had recently taken up a hobby which he was passionate about, and yet she berated him that he would rather spend time on his hobby, time with her. Her husband was in fact demonstrating to her how to joyously give to herself by taking up a fun hobby so she would not be so empty and dependent on getting her fulfillment and nurturing from anything externally, including himself. Now, listeners, how is the universe ever going to give to us when we do not open ourselves to receive by demonstrating to God and to the angels that we are important enough to be given to? And every time we diminish who we are by not being authentic, and in many cases, we play the dutiful daughter and a good girl role with perfection, something dies within us and makes us resentful, bitter, angry, and sad as we have not voiced our independent thinking or we haven't voiced exactly who we individually are. As I had asked each of these mothers to look back at their own mothers' often controlled life and how that programming had shaped much of their lack of worthiness and self-love, to describe their relationship with their own children, and the majority of them had daughters. Each one of them told me that there were heated arguments between themselves and their daughters, shouting, great turbulence, because their daughters just didn't listen to them. They didn't follow their advice and were constantly defiant. Several of the mothers cried and said, oh, they did everything possible for their daughters. They provided them with love, with money. They demonstrated just how much they cared for them and wished only for the best. And yet they were treated with no consideration, and their daughters, they did not follow their advice, and they didn't listen to them. It was then that I pointed out that the wheel of life had turned once again generationally and had not changed much at all from the way they described how they felt from the treatment of their own mothers and not being able to express themselves and have their independent voice, to the controlling treatment that they were lovingly imposing on their own daughters. With that realization, each one of these clients was stunned as they let this correlation between the generations sink in, as they were replaying the controlling behavior that they received from their own mothers, and all of them were unaware that this was unconscious. It was so deeply ingrained in them to be controlled that they went on to controlling their own children. Now, firstly, the Posse of Angels shared with these women that what their mothers criticized and commented on, well, it had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with them, and it had everything to do with who they were and their own programming. Criticism, the judgment, and the controlling behavior when it came to their daughter's choices was more a reflection of the unresolved hurt inside of them as they had been controlled, as being controlled was all they had ever known, and giving their power away and made it their default programming. It came from a place of great damage, and they were drawn to controlling all relationships outside of them. And I can tell you that the majority of these women controlled the men in their lives. They controlled, or they fell victim to being controlled, and it was either controlling or falling victim to being controlled. It's often the case that if someone is controlled, and the hurt and sadness and rage goes unresolved, then that person will often act out unconsciously and carry it into the next generation. They'll carry those same patterns of controlling others. You know, although the nitpicking comments that many of these women said included how their mothers criticized them for buying the wrong shade of blue towels for their guest bathroom, to criticizing them for wearing their hair in a new way, you know, it may sound trite, and it certainly might sound insignificant, but these comments actually came from a deep place of insecurity, because my clients' mothers had not been allowed to establish a strong, secure foundation of self and communicate their choices openly to who they individually were. They carried around this sense of low self-worth into adulthood, and they basically felt empty inside. You know, when one is empty inside and not fulfilled and not allowed to give themselves self-recognition through nurturing, they will then create opportunities which are sadly often judgmental on how they are right and somebody else's choice is wrong. In this way, they're creating an opportunity for their voice to be heard and for it to matter. Before we go on and speak more about what the Posse of Angels have to say about the controlling in generations, and what this has to do all from a higher point of view, let's go to our callers. The first caller we have on the line is 720. Hello? Who do we have calling, and welcome to Angel Healing House.
Hi, Candy. This is Ivatar. How are you?
I'm very well, Ivatar. How are you? Happy April 1st to you.
Happy April 1st to you, too. And I listened to that beautiful reading that you were giving last night, and I totally agree with everything that they said. It was so beautiful.
Is this the reading that we're currently giving, or is this another reading?
This is the reading that you got last night on the show.
On Psychics Gone Wild.
Yeah, last night. Yeah.
Isn't that left? DC is actually my Reiki student, and her name is DC Love, and she encapsulates that love just radiantly, and she illuminates it out to others. She did bring up some very, very interesting things, and I keep getting the playful and the fun cards. They want me to pull back and to realize, really take a look at all that I've done in the last 11 years and give myself a great deal of credit for all the things that I've done to help enlighten the world and help others.
Yeah, that was so beautiful. It was just so beautiful and so insightful with both of them said last night. I totally agree with that.
Yes, Keith and I, my husband and I, have known for, we've been married 10 years now, but we've known that we are going to be establishing a healing house, the Angel Healing House Healing Center, we're not sure where it's going to be, but we know that it's going to be like no other one on the planet, and we are going to go on to help so many other people. So that confirmation from Dawn gave me such goosebumps, and we only have to decide where it's going to be, because it's already they're showing me, the Posse of Angels are showing me that it's already etherically sort of constructed on the angel plane, on the etheric plane, but we have to do is just decide where that's going to be. And it's going to be successful wherever it is.
Yeah. You know, today I said, well, I'm just going to call and listen. I didn't press 1. So when you said 720, I said, oh, wow, I didn't even put my hand up, you know, press 1. But, you know, I'm always happy to talk to you and, get whatever insight that you may have from you know, the angel.
Well, let's go to the cards and give you an insight for April. Let's just see what the posse has to say. I'm just going to say that 415, you're the next caller, so please do hang on. Let me see. Let's go here and just see what messages they have for lovely Ivatar for April.
Oh, there you are. What a great card to start with. That Queen of Wands is also telling you that you have everything that you need. And it's like you have all your ducks in a row and everything has been attended to. Step forth and be that spiritual advisor, be that metaphysical teacher, and to take your vision and your beautiful energies out to share them with people. There's so much love that they're showing around this card. There's so much connectivity that they're showing around this card, and also so much joy that you're going to be helping others and enlightening, and not only enlightening others but also lightening their path as well. So the next card is this one follows on the heels of that. It's the Three of Pentacles. It's being remunerated for your gifts and talents financially. But what sign are you, Ivatar?
Taurus.
Excuse me?
Taurus.
Astrological sign?
Yeah, Taurus the bull.
Oh, Taurus the bull. Okay, so Taurus, the line is not very good here. The Taurus the bull is that it's going to be a month where you are going to finally realize your own self-worth. So much of Taurians have tried to please so many people outside of themselves. But you've pulled in the reins on your bull, and you said, I know that all I need to do is the divine inside of myself and connect with that. And that's why those financial remunerations, those financial opportunities are going to be coming to you. And the last one, I want your April, because the last one is the sun.
The last one is what?
The last one is the sun card. And all I was talking about, illumination and radiance and brightness, and here comes the sun. So we can all sing that George Harrison song, Here Comes the Sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. So here comes Ivatar and shining that extraordinary light. All of these three cards are bright. They're all sunny. They're all yellow. And although April's going to be a little bit rocky for some people because of those eclipses that are going to be coming in on April 15th and April 29th, if we can keep our heads up, and if we can keep ourselves in the moment and centered on what we know to be true, then those of us who have cleared and cleansed and really honored our lives, we won't have too hard a time of things in April. So I hope those cards have been helpful for you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, they have.
You go off and just have the most blessed day.
Okay, thank you, and you as well.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 415. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jessica. You've been on my mind a lot lately, so I thought I'd give a call.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, where are you calling from, Jessica?
From Florida.
Lovely Florida. Okay, so are you resonating with today's topic about mother-daughter relationships?
Yeah, I've definitely had experiences dealing with mother relationships, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Dealing with that, yeah.
Yeah, so many of us have, and like the six clients that came to me, it's often generational. You know, they they see that there's difficulty with their own daughters, but then they don't go back to their own mothers and see what is triggering them and making them react to the programming that they still haven't resolved from their own mothers. So tell me if there's a question or a concern that you'd like to pose to the Posse of Angels.
There's two things that I think I need to share with you. I feel like you have a message for me about something. One is I recently started connecting with beings from other planets.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a question about that, but I feel like I needed to tell you. And
okay.
Then the other thing is that I really, and I think these things might be related, but I'm really ready to release my home, to move on, to I feel like I've overstayed my welcome here. And I don't know what I need to do to do the final release. Because I need that new job in order to say, okay, well, where am I going and that whole thing? Because I don't have a preference. I just want to be doing my dream job.
Okay, all right. Well, they're saying that there's nothing that you need to do in order to activate this. The more that you can just, because so much of April is going to be about the unexpected coming into our lives. I'm not much of an astrologer, but I know that Uranus, the planet of unexpected things, is playing a great card in April. And, you know, our intuitions have told us that, yes, we'll be moving, and, yes, new opportunities and jobs and things will be coming in. And those of us like yourself, Jessica, clearing and cleansing and honored yourself in so many conscious and aware ways, you know, now we're feeling antsy, like there's, like we might have left some stones unturned as to doing something in order to bring this in. And the Posse of Angels are saying that, yes, you're ready. You have done everything. But that Wheel of Fortune card that they're showing me, that is still connecting all of the dots and things like that. It's not quite the right timing yet for it to come. And you will be moving. There's no question about that. And they want you to know that the place that you're going to be moving to is already yours. So I've heard from many clients that they go, oh, you know, the market's improving and all the good houses will be snapped up and blah, blah, blah. And I said, I said, God doesn't work that way. I said, if you need to move and you need to be in a certain home, in a certain area, in order to fulfill your mission and to do your work that you've come back to do, a place that's honoring for you, then under the most magical and convoluted and unexpected circumstances, it will be provided for you. So they're also saying, they're saying, dear Jessica, they're saying, take your focus and attention off the word job and put it on my passion or this opportunity that's going to be presented to me rather than see it as a job. Because
okay.
seeing it as a job limits it. It actually constricts and it restricts things. And it actually, job is often related to work. And work is often related to something that we do from Monday to Friday and go play on the weekends. And the New Age is not like that. The New Age is that we do something that we're passionate about. We would do it even if we weren't getting financially remunerated for it. It increases the abundance in our soul, and then the abundance happens on the outside. And we just naturally draw that abundance to ourselves. So they're saying that don't see it so much as a job. See it as a great opportunity coming for you. And that is coming for you. So many of us, if you want to call us light workers, if you want to call us star seeds, it's funny when you said connecting with others from the planets, the first word I heard is star seeds. Do you know what star seeds are?
I think I might be one, but I don't fully, it hasn't really sunk in all of that. So I don't really understand it just hasn't processed completely. Because
okay,
I'm an indigo, and I think indigos are star seeds.
Yes, absolutely. That's what they're saying. They're saying that it would do you well to read up on star seeds. And actually, I don't know why, let me ask them. It would even do you well to read up about the different planets. I'm asking them for information on Sirius in particular. Okay, Orion, Andromeda, okay, Pleiadian, and Sirius. Okay, they're saying yes, do reading on star seeds, and in particular, read up about the characteristics of those who come from Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, because you might find that this is the one that you're aligned with.
Yes, somebody had told me that months ago, but I just, it was again above my head, over my head, so I'll look at that now. Yeah.
Well, now, you know what they're showing me now, Jessica? It's not that that information has come down to you, it's that you have moved up to the information. And so,
okay.
a lot of times information comes to us and we're not vibrationally ready for it yet. Also, what they want me to tell you is, you have not energetically been ready for this opportunity that's come to you. You, and they're applauding you now, you have made so many choices that are more honoring for you in the last 6 months to a year, and that those choices have raised your energetic frequency enormously. And so they're saying that now that you've done this, your opportunities can open for you. And so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I got chills when you said that. Oh, thank you.
Yay!
That makes me feel good.
Go, Jessica! Go, Jessica!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty exciting. So yes, you will be moving. Yes, you will be moving. Yes, this opportunity, don't call it a job or work, is coming to you. And the connecting with other planets, yes. Actually, they would like you to, whether you want to call it meditation or reflection or just, sit down. They want you to do it outside, actually. Connect yourself with Mother Earth, and they want you to just then avail yourself of getting messages from your fellow brethren, your fellow interdimensional brothers and sisters. Just open yourself up. Open yourself up, and you will be, I want you to send me an email afterwards, because you are going to be amazed at what's going to come in. The only reason that you haven't connected so far is you haven't made it a priority.
Well, that's what's happening now. Like now I'm getting messages over the last several days. I've been getting messages from this group that I've been talking to with like one leader that comes visits me. So that's been exciting, but I can't, like, I'm happy for it, but also the part of me, there's also a part of me of like, okay, well, I understand everything happens in time, but it's like, okay, well, now I'm communicating with these beings when I want to be out doing my mission, and I know it's all related, but it's kind of like, new energy I thought was going to be the move.
it's interesting that you use the word move, because life happens one breath at a time, one heartbeat at a time. And what we're doing as light workers now is that we're trying to get ahead of ourselves. That's what we're doing. And we're so excited about champing at the bit and going forward. This is the, not the work, but this is what you need to be doing in order to proceed the move, in order to acquire the information and knowledge to help you to move forward.
Okay.
Everything,
and I've been feeling like that they're raising my energy too, so that definitely confirms that.
Oh, no question about it. You actually could go out. You actually are ready to go out and to teach other indigos at this stage, because you have such awareness of what's going on. There are a lot of indigos that, have the characteristics of, being so-called rebellious. They're not actually rebellious. They just don't They're able to discern truth, and they're here to upset the apple cart, you know, so that the world will change. But you can see it from a higher point of view. So you might even, you know, want to start a group to help other indigos and that kind of thing. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for sweet Jessica. Oh, my gosh. The first card that comes out is a magician. You know, the alchemical energies that you, that they're raising your vibrational energy towards. Your rate of manifestation is probably instantaneous, if not almost, at this stage. They're saying that that's only going to increase, and the more focused you are on that and raising those energies, the more you will see the physical manifestation in your world. But know that, you know, even though you're great at manifesting, you say, oh, yeah, I want this great opportunity now. Allow it to unfold. If you're given the message to connect with your interdimensional family or brothers or sisters or however what you want to put it, that is the next step towards you bringing forth what you need to bring forth on the earth plane, whether that's a move, whether that's, you know, doing your passion or whatever it is. But they're saying with each of these steps, you're creating magic along the way. The next card that you get is the Ace of Cups. This is going to lead you to more emotional fulfillment in your life. Have you gotten rid of, not gotten rid of, but moved on from other relationships in the last year?
I have. I think at times they come back into my mind, but yeah, I mean, I'm clear of everything. I'm it's me and my spirit family, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they want you to know that that clearing was so important for you, because now what you're going to be doing is you've opened the door for new spirit family to come in and help you with connections so that you can easily find your way to this next place that you're going to be living and easily find your way to the next, employing your spiritual knowledge. So that whole emotional feel about new beginnings around your emotions had to do with your more of your spiritual family being able to find you and coming in. The next one is the Six of Pentacles, and the Six of Pentacles is so much about giving and receiving. Also, they're saying, allow yourself to receive from your interdimensional brothers and sisters. They have very important knowledge for you, and by gaining this knowledge, then you're going to be able to bring it forth on the earth plane and employ it in a lot of different areas. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Jessica.
Yes, it has. And I hate to ask you this, but I'm just curious if you're getting a feel on it. As far as when this new opportunity comes in, do you think it's going to be happening in April?
Okay. Most of the posse of angels have never spent time on Earth, so that they have no idea what time is. Let me see if I can get a time frame on this. Okay, they're saying April for many of us. Also with the two eclipses, one on April 15th and also one on April 28th. It's a time of reviewing what we've done so far, making long-term plans. You won't have the information in April how to move. They're saying wait until May.
Okay, because my
April
lease is up in mid-May. So
okay.
I tell everybody, my spirit, they're my guides. I said it has to be by mid-May.
Okay. They're also saying that, what astrological sign are you?
Cancer.
You're a Cancerian. Oh, lovely little crab. Okay. They're saying that the more that you connect with your interdimensional neighbors, the more that you will open up information coming to you, and it will, this information about your next move will be more towards the end of April. I mean, and because of Uranus, it will happen unexpectedly, Jessica. I mean, whether you'll overhear a conversation or don't worry, please.
Okay.
My son is a Cancer, and he is a worrier. Please do not worry. It doesn't matter that your lease is up. God and the angels already know that your lease is going to be up in May, and that something may not come until the 11th hour, but they are showing me you moving on. It is within their best interest for you to be doing your work as a metaphysical teacher. And the new teacher, the first wave of light workers, which are teachers on the planet, and they don't want you to do this homeless, you know. They want you to have your creature comforts and to have your security in that way, physically. So don't worry about that. Keep projecting yourself and saying, thank you for my wonderful new place to live. I love it. I live, you know, around like-minded people, and it's in the perfect location. And whatever you see for this, keep stressing that and keep focusing on that. And keep talking to your interdimensional brothers and sisters, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Okay, lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. And Jessica brought up Jessica's reading brought up a lot of different points for us. Is for us to only attend to what is in our present moment, because if it's not in the present moment, it's not important to us. And if we keep pushing ourselves to the future and living ourselves only towards that future, then we forget about the magic of the now. Let's go to the phone lines. 203, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, hello, I'm Pat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Pat.
I've been listening to you. This is the first time calling and hearing you. I'm thrilled to have my call taken. I have been working so hard, especially the last number of years, to improve myself on all levels. And underneath it all, I feel very sort of tired and sad and depressed. I keep trying, and just I'm confused as to why I don't improve. This is mainly mentally, emotionally, but my life's been very difficult financially. And I keep trying nutritionally. I have gone back on medication, just a very low dose. And I try and make myself get up and do things when I can, but sometimes the depression is still so difficult. I just want to start my life and have some good fortune come in as well. And I'm confused as to why.
One of the things that the Posse of Angels are saying, and Pat, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I mean, it's not easy, even though I don't know you and nobody can see you and that kind of thing. It's not easy to come on a show and say, hell, I'm confused and I'm depressed and I need help. And, you know, so the Posse of Angels are saying, thank you. Thank you so much for reaching out. First of all, they are applauding you. There's this humongous group of angels, and they are all around you, and they are applauding you, and they are saying, my beloved Pat, our beloved Pat, you do not honor and respect yourself and give yourself credit for how far you have come. They are weeping tears of joy for you, and they are saying that you have done an amazing job on how far you've come in honoring yourself. So, number one, put your emphasis on how glorious a job that you have done. Secondly, they're also saying that you are very empathic. I don't know if you know this. You do pick up a lot from other people's energies, and so you must protect yourself. You must protect yourself. You can do this. I have many exercises that I give to clients. If you want to send me an email so I can have your email address, and I can send you some of those exercises to do, like surrounding yourself in white light, you know, seeing yourself filled with that divine spirit. And it acts
that, and because everything's energy, you know, it acts like a buffer to then go out. They're saying that one of the greatest things that we can do to have an extraordinary relationship, extraordinary relationships outside of ourselves, is to have the most extraordinary relationship with ourselves. Do things that nurture and nourish you, Pat. Okay? I don't know how much nurturing and nourishing and pampering you do to yourself. Pampering doesn't always have to mean spending money on massages and facials or going to a resort. Pampering could be as easy as, you know, allowing yourself time to soak in a bubble bath, put on some beautiful classical music, you know, get a champagne glass and put some sparkling cider in it. They want you to treat Pat as if she's divine, because you are a divine child of God. And you need to start remembering that. And I know that that is bringing up emotions inside of you. I can feel a part of you, you know, sort of tearing up, but truly they want you to connect with that divine, beautiful child inside of you that is a child of God, and treat yourself a little bit more tenderly and lovingly, and then the universe will start to treat you with more tender and more gentle nature and more lovingly. Do you resonate with that?
Yes, I do with all that you say. I think because I pray all the time and talk all the time, and I appreciate all the beings that are around me, that you say are around me, but I don't feel it. Sometimes I feel like I'm begging them and almost trying to not so much make a deal, but I think you understand what I'm saying, rather than just sincerely praying for prayer itself. Maybe
right.
Because I feel I don't connect because I don't feel them there.
Okay. One of the things that they're saying is you're so attached to your expected outcome, how things need to happen, that you're constricting and you're restricting your energies. Your life force energy is actually being restricted.
Okay.
By the constant prayer. It's almost as if, I know prayer works, but it's at some stage, it's like there's, let this settle on your heart, this deep knowing that you're guided, you're protected, you'll be looked after, that you're absolutely adored and cherished, and live that life of a child. Go out and do something fun for yourself. Go out and be playful. Go out and allow that. And in that release, and not constantly asking and pleading and begging and crying and all that stuff that we do as humans, that energy of sheer happiness will open up other things happening for you. Let me just go to the cards and have a look. They're certainly stressing more fun, more play. And they're actually saying more fun, more play, and less pray, which is funny for an angel. This is funny for an angel to say less pray in your case and more play.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. The next card that comes out for you is the Souls and the Nine of Pentacles. It's all about a lavish, abundant feeling inside of you. There's a beautiful woman, and she's standing in a wheat field with a falcon on her shoulder and the geese that lay the golden eggs. And she is experiencing a lavish lifestyle because she feels lavish inside. And she does this because she allows herself to realize who she is and to make time for that play, which is so important. The next card is the Empress. How often do you go outside, Pat?
Well, I walk my dog once or twice a day, so I'm out. I mean, that's the only thing that brings me out, and I'm grateful I have him to get me out. And
okay. They're saying that yes, but this is also a chore. They want you to go out on your own without the dog, and this will show to the universe that you are of importance to yourself, to go out and put your feet on the grass and just connect with Mother Nature and connect with the blessings all around you. This will restructure your energetic
alignment inside of you, and you're going to feel so much better, and you're going to feel less depressed the more that you connect. Even if it's 10 or 15 minutes, I can guarantee you, you need to realign yourself with Mother Earth and connect with the energies there. And this will bring, the next card is the rebirth card, is this will bring about a whole rebirth inside of you, to feel lighter, to feel more self-love, and it's going to change your reality because you're going to change inside. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, and I want to say part of my bravery was hearing your voice and just resonating with you and knowing I could ask you my question. So I wanted to let you know that, and thank you so much. God bless you for your time and all your help.
You're welcome, and I would, if you need any further services, you can go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, and the work I do transforms people's lives. So go out and just have an absolutely extraordinary, beautiful life, Pat. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
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 And just going on from where we left off before those lovely calls, the Posse of Angels also want to include that one of the greatest things that we can do to improve any and all of our relationships with others is to have an honest, open, truthful, and authentic relationship with ourselves. Because many people seek their identity outside of themselves, they fall victim to getting their sense of self-worth externally. Anytime we seek our identity externally, we open ourselves to fall prey to the dictate and agenda of others' opinions and what they think is correct for us to follow. When a woman doesn't know who she is and she forgets her own self-worth, then she is more likely to settle for less. Once this is established as her way of living, then because of the laws of attraction, she will draw to herself more opportunities to experience compromise in her life. As the years go by, many women choose to make compromise after compromise until sometimes they just can't take it anymore. Many times a midlife crisis is brought on in a woman's 40s and 50s because she is like a pressure cooker. Having followed what others said for her whole life, she draws and she grows irritated and frustrated, having usurped and sublimated her feelings and stifling her dreams and her desires. Finally, it gets too overwhelming as she is not living her authentic truth within, and she explodes. Although it may appear to those around her that she's gone crazy, the woman often sees her life passing her by, and she just wishes for the little girl inside of her to have more fun, to play, to be joyous and creatively express herself and carefree once again, and not have to compromise her wishes and dreams and be held down by the dictates following others. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that in order to jump off his carousel of being affected by our mothers or anyone else's comments or opinions, it's vastly important to establish a wonderful, empowered, loving, and peaceful relationship with ourselves. It's through our nurturing that we consciously afford others, afford ourselves to receive gentle, kind, and loving compassion for who we are, and we don't allow anyone else to dictate or take away our peace and pride in who we are. And that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my lovely callers and listeners for tuning in to the program. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to book your own intuitive counseling session, Reiki healing, and or an angel reading with me, you can call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277, email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your absolutely radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love and blessings, and love and angel blessings, and I look forward to speaking again with you next week. Take care, bye.